University of Kentucky plant scientist Seth DeBolt wanted to find a fuel that people in poor rural areas could use to generate electricity. While on a study trip in rural Indonesia, he was struck by something he saw everywhere he went.
The incredible efficiency at which agricultural products are used in Indonesia, there's very little waste.
Little waste means little left over that could be used for fuel. Farmers grew mangoes and jackfruit above coffee bushes and livestock fodder. Everything they grew was used for something. Even the scraps of fruit were fed to chickens. So growing a separate fuel crop would take land away from food crops. That was something DeBolt definitely wanted to avoid.
The people most at risk with respect to energy poverty, typically they're the same people who have food insecurity issues as it is, and then any change in availability would be most detrimental to that group of people.
But there is one promising item DeBolt found in abundance that would not create competition between food and fuel.
It's the shell of a coconut, or the pith of a mango, and these are generally thrown out.
Though you can't eat it and you can't feed it to livestock, DeBolt says a coconut shell or mango pit has a lot of energy in it.
It compares roughly to low to moderate grade coal in its heating value, which is excellent.
The same is true for the pit of an olive, peach, or cherry, or the shell of an almond or walnut. All that is needed is a way to release the energy. DeBolt says a company in India called Husk Power is using small generators in local villages to turn rice hulls into electricity. They use a process called gasification. Heating plant matter in a low oxygen chamber releases gases that can be burned in an engine that spins a power generating turbine. DeBolt says he and his colleagues saw the possibilities for coconut shells and mango pits.
Hey, well, these crops are growing here. These are the areas where there's potential for energy poverty to be alleviated, at least in part, by these small-scale production systems.
In a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, DeBolt and his colleagues used some rough calculations of coconut, mango, and other fruit production and the efficiency of the gas generators. And they found in a country like Indonesia, for example, these systems could provide as much as 13% of the national energy needs.
If that's concentrated on rural, decentralized facilities, not the big cities that already generally have a stable energy supply, then it may have a more sustained impact in those communities.
Other tropical countries with significant crops of coconuts, mangoes, or other similar fruits could benefit too. Seth DeBolt cautions that it is not a cure-all. There are technical issues, including how to safely handle the hazardous waste byproducts of gasification. And startup funds can be hard to come by in the countries that could most benefit. But he sees potential for coconut power to at least help in alleviating rural poverty. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.